As you know, in the last episode of the podcast, I was able to bring one of my closest friends to be interviewed about his perspective with the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, we've upped the ante in this episode, and I've brought two new friends onto the show to ask them a little bit about their perspective of COVID-19 and their life in Canada dealing with it. So, I hope you guys enjoy them. I hope you enjoy this episode and the questions that I'm going to ask them and some of the responses that they give. So without further ado, as you know, I am the host of this podcast and my name is Kevin. And you are, of course, listening to
A Mention with Kevin.
I'd like to give a warm welcome to two of my closest friends to the show, Jordan and Joey. Say hi, guys.
Hello. Hello.
So, how are you guys doing so far?
Alive.
I'm doing all right. Oh. Yeah, I'm good.
Nice to hear, Jordan. So, why don't you guys tell us individually a little bit about yourselves? Like, what do you do for work? Maybe a fun fact, something to kind of let the audience know a little bit more about you.
All right. Well, I will go first. My name is Joey. I am a civil tech for my small municipality here that I'm not mentioning, so I don't give away too much personal information here. Interesting fact about myself, I love chicken parmesan.
Nice. Okay, well, my name is Jordan. I'm also a civil tech here at a firm here in my hometown. An interesting fact about myself, I'm the AutoCAD god. Oh, as I was known back in high school. So that's not too many people know that about me, but yeah, that's a little fact.
Oh, were you really known for that, Jordan, or are you confusing yourself for another?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I always knew him as the AutoCAD god. I didn't really know any others.
Yeah.
Well, let's continue with the questioning then. As you guys know, COVID-19 is running a rampant around Canada and around the world, obviously. We're seeing that we're almost hitting 1 million cases. So how has this affected your life so far? You could each tell me what's kind of going on with you guys right now.
Well, I had a bath during work hours today and got paid for it. So that was pretty nice. But just a lot of isolation like everyone else. I've just been stuck in my little apartment, only went out for groceries. I used to go out on hikes and stuff, but now they're closing up a lot of the trails and things like that too. So work is essentially shut down. Everybody's working from home. Just going out for inspections and field work and things like that. So everything is very slowed down. It's like we've gone back in time, like 100 years.
Oh yeah, I can definitely relate with that. And what about you, Jordan? What are you doing right now?
I have the option to work from home. I still, you know, have to go into the office every once in a while. But it's definitely a lot different. We're already a small company, but you'd be lucky to see 5 people in the office on a given day now. You know, I used to be going to the gym every day before work and stuff like that, so I don't get that opportunity anymore either, because the gyms have been closed for about a month. But so just kind of keeping on with life as best as I can.
I can really relate with you on that gym fact. It's kind of hard kind of figuring out a new gym schedule, kind of working out at home and stuff like that. Jordan, have you figured out some like really creative like gym exercises or some exercises that you can do at home that you can kind of mention to the people?
No, actually I haven't. The local gym has like a Facebook thing you can do, where you can follow along with a workout, but I haven't partaken in any of those. So
going off on that tangent, in terms of trying to occupy your time. Joey and Jordan, I really wanted to know, what are you guys really doing to fill up your time right now? Are you guys trying to stay active? Again, like I said, by trying different things in your house, like exercises, yoga, anything like that? Are you gaming a lot, or are you figuring out some other creative ways to just spend your time?
Well, I'm gaining something, I'll tell you that for free, but it's not muscle.
I can feel you there.
It's yeah, definitely more challenging because you can't go to the gym. I don't really have any workout methods, but I have been biking and walking every day, so that's my exercise. And at work, I have been doing a lot of field work and surveying, so at least walk a few kilometers every day, but it's not exactly the same as like going to the gym and like really burning energy. So you kind of go stir crazy a little bit, just like everybody is.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still walking the dog and stuff, and with the weather getting better, trying to go out for walks and whatnot, just to kind of stay active. But yeah, you know, just like the Italian mayors all said, I'm sure you guys have seen that viral video. They're yelling at everybody to stay home and play video games. So I am living true to that.
He's a wise
to that
man.
Order. Yeah.
Very wise man.
Yeah. A lot of salt building up in my bedroom from the League of Legends. So, yeah.
So in terms of how this world has kind of changed so drastically because of COVID-19, I want to know a little bit more about your experiences right now. So have you guys gone out to buy groceries? Have you found new ways to kind of socialize with friends? What ways have you really seen the world drastically change from this?
Actually, I did see a very interesting interaction when I went grocery shopping, because there was... Well, basically, I'm not sure how your grocery shopping experiences have worked, but in my town, there are lines of tape taped at all of the checkouts, so everybody keeps a 2-meter distance. And there happened to be an Asian family of five who went up to checkout, and they were the only family that didn't... abide by that. I think there was quite a bit of a language barrier, but it didn't really look good. And everybody else was standing behind their line, and they just walked right up behind the other customer. And the lady cashing them out asked them to step behind the line. And they flipped out on her, calling her racist and all these things. And she's just like, well, everybody else is doing it. It's not racist. We ask every single person to do it. They're like, no, it's because we're Asian, isn't it? And she was like, no, it has nothing to do with that. But yeah, they were super enraged and stormed out. It was a big mess. But besides that, after the whole toilet paper and like canned goods and whatever, all that stuff has been bought off the shelf the first week. After that, it slowed down. Everything kind of continued as normal. A lot less people. Everybody's trying to keep their distance, but most of the stuff's still available.
The big thing that I've noticed, actually, is the drives to work are a lot better because everybody's staying home. So there's hardly any cars out on the road. But yeah, when it comes to like grocery shopping and stuff, for the most part, like Joey said, you can still find a lot of your stuff just fine. Found a lot of the like packaged meat has been sold out, actually, at least here where I've been shopping. But for the most part, produce and most groceries, like rices and pastas and kind of the essential stuff, are still there. No problem with that. I did find, again, canned foods are hard to come by as well, but yeah, my store is also doing the whole 2-meter tape thing, and they've got people at the front door washing down or like wiping down the buggies when you come and go, to try and, you know, reduce transmission through that, obviously, which is good. A lot of local businesses are switching to like skip the dishes and stuff, to let people still do takeout, which is also good because, you know, there's a lot of good restaurants in my area, at least, that weren't previously offering that. And so now that they've got it in place, because of all this, pandemic that's going on, it actually will be beneficial once everything settles, because they'll already have that set up so they can keep doing that, and, you know, might possibly open up more business for them in the future. So there is some good stuff coming away from that. And a lot of people are ordering more takeout so they don't have to go to the grocery store as often. So obviously it's bad, but like there is still some good stuff coming out of it, good improvements for things.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's an excellent point to kind of have to look at things from an optimistic point of view, instead of just, because there's a lot of people that are just looking at the negative right now. So it's good to hear that you guys are kind of being a little bit more optimistic at this point of time. In terms of how everything has changed, you guys have told me, and it kind of, from what you guys are telling me right now, you guys are really practicing social distancing and you're trying to enforce that. I want to ask you guys the question, why do you think there are people out there who aren't practicing social distancing right now? And why do you think that they're not practicing that?
There are a lot of people that don't take it very seriously. And there are a lot of skeptics that think it's all a government ploy. Like, some people think that, I don't know, the coronavirus is just an excuse to keep everybody inside so the government can change the batteries in the birds.
And all the pigeons. Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, I've definitely noticed, like, there's still people that, not as much because all the bars are shut down, but, like, still people that are hanging out. You know, I see it on Snapchat and stuff. They're, you know, hanging out together still. They're getting beers and stuff like that. Even some of my friends have reached out, like, hey, you want to hang out? It's like, no, like, this is a serious thing. You know, it's not just, like you said, something by the government for whatever reason. Like, it needs to be taken seriously. And like, people are complaining, oh, I don't get to work, or like, I don't get to make money. But like, you know, if people stay home for like a couple weeks, month, whatever, and like, hopefully get it under control and get it to the point that people can go back to work. Now it'll be a lot better than if people keep going about their lives, it continues to spread, you know, like more cases every single day, more deaths, then stuff's going to be shut down for a lot longer and people are going to end up being in a worse position than they would have if they had just like bitten the bullet off the bat and just stayed home type of thing.
I feel like that's how it is. There are a lot of people that aren't taking it seriously now.
Yeah.
Until people close to them become affected, then they're going to be like, oh, shoot, maybe this is something I need to actually...
It just takes one of those people having like somebody they know pass away from it for them to, you know, really start taking it seriously. I had somebody tell me after the stock market crashed, which ripped my investments. They were saying, oh, China let it get out of hand because they intentionally wanted the U.S. stock market to crash. And it's like, I don't think by any means that they intentionally let it happen. Sure, they could have taken better measures to, like, control it in the first place. But, I mean, they didn't, they might not even, just like the U.S. and stuff like that, they, you know, thought that they were better than it and that they could... You know, they didn't need to take it as seriously as it was. And, you know, it slipped out on them. And now it is what it is. But I think people just need to, you know, focus on trying to, you know, get to a better place than we're at right now, rather than, you know, trying to point fingers and stuff. I mean, America went from, you know, Trump was saying that after like a month they're gonna have it down to less than 15 cases a day, and now they're the number one, like they have the most cases per day, the most deaths per day, like the rate right now. And like, I don't know, again, I don't think that they took it very seriously, and now everybody's just kind of panicking and just shutting everything down. not quite martial law, but people like in a lot of the states need a letter from their employer stating that they are essential in order for them to be out on the roads. Or else they get smacked with like hundreds of dollars in fines and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard, actually, I was talking to my aunt from the States a little bit earlier on, and she was actually saying that the big problem that she's seeing, and like you've said, Jordan, is there's a lot of people kind of telling them, like, you can get fines from states, from your local municipalities, and then Trump, of course, is saying some other things about, like, when he wants kind of this virus to be taken care of, and when it should be taken care of, and he's giving out dates and stuff like that. So there's not a lot of collaboration in terms of like, what is our main goal together? What is like our main guidelines and our regulations? Like, it's all just kind of like a mess over there. And so I think that is like what she's commented is like, that's really screwed them up.
Well, and part of it is Trump's just saying what he thinks or wants to happen. He has no clue what he's talking about with half the stuff. He's just saying, oh, we're going to have this taken care of so that families can have Easter dinner. Well, pretty much everything shut down in the States till at least May. And there's no Easter dinner now. And like, that's the thing is, you can't go visit your grandparents or anything like that. Or even if you've got parents that are getting older, like, you got to be really careful with that stuff because that's who it affects the most. Like, that's who it will kill. And you don't even know if you've had it. Like, a coworker showed up. He got home from the Bahamas on a Sunday, showed up to work the next day. Like, he's like, oh, well, they don't have cases there. It's like, it's not about
the airport.
Bringing it from there. It's the airport. Who knows if it's in the airplane? Like, I've been on airplanes before. Like, there was pencil scribbled on the back of one of the seat in front of me once. Like, are you going to try and tell me that they wiped it down and they couldn't get pencil off of it? Like,
I hope that coworker has been let go since.
I wish. No.
Oh my god.
No, he just got told to go home within an hour of like him being there. So he's back at work now because it's been 2 weeks, but yeah.
Well, speaking with you guys in regards to all this, you guys have a lot of great advice and great kind of guidelines to follow for a lot of the people who are listening. I just want to ask you guys, what is like a main piece of advice you'd give people during this time? Or what is something encouraging you could tell them if they're kind of getting, the other problem that I'm seeing a lot as well is people are getting extremely anxious over what's been going on. So is there anything encouraging that you want to tell them, or do you want to continue to give them a piece of advice of what they should be doing with COVID-19 out there?
Yeah, stay home, you mother. Got it?
That was very good advice. That was very good advice.
That's about it, really. Just stay home, wash your hands. You know, don't go clubbing with your friend. Well, I can't go clubbing, but don't go over to a friend's house to drink or anything like that. Like, a lot of people are doing the FaceTime drinking parties. Just do that instead. Whatever. Can't take your selfies. Oh no. Yeah, your poor Instagram likes. You're not gonna get as much clout. Oh no. Shut up.
And Joey, what is your advice or your encouragement words?
Well, you know, it's a very difficult time for everybody because we all have to stay indoors. We all get stir crazy, and I know everybody. I don't know. We're used to being productive as humans, and being limited to the confines of your own home limit your productivity. And I think a lot of people get down on that. But I think people need to realize that we are, I don't know, it is a crisis and it's a tough situation. So we can't feel bad that we're not being productive. Like, mm-hmm. Like Jordan said, the Italian mayor is saying to stay inside and play video games. You can do that and not feel bad because you really don't have any other options. You don't have to be productive 100% of the time. The way I see it is that by staying inside, that is your productivity because you're contributing to the greater good by not allowing yourself to spread anything. So don't get down.
No, that's a great piece of advice right there. And thank you so much, Joey and Jordan, for giving those out. I just want to end this podcast with one last question. And the last question I kind of want to ask you guys, you can go on it as much as you want. If you want to act funny about it, or if you want to say something serious, go ahead. The question is, what do you miss the most from the old world before COVID-19?
I miss the dank memes, bro. No, there's still lots of memes happening, but honestly, the gym. The gym is the big thing, because I felt good physically and mentally when I was working out a lot, and you know, we're in sad boy days now, you know, being stuck at home, but it is what it is. Gotta roll with it.
Honestly, I think I miss more than anything watching Jordan work out. Like, that was something that really got me through the day. And now I just have to visualize it without being able to, like, feel or, you know, actually see it right in front of me. So it's been pretty tough.
Joey, I just want to point something out. When we were coworkers, there was no COVID-19. You know, I'm just saying. Maybe so it's your fault.
Your fault.
Oh, man.
Wait, it's my fault.
For not joining me.
I never took the job that you didn't tell me was there. God damn it.
Sorry, mate.
Oh, well. C'est la vie.
This got pretty personal up in here.
Podcasting went from 0 to 100 real quick. But guys, I want to thank you guys so much for being on the podcast, for answering some of my questions. If the people want to check you out, go ahead and plug yourselves at this point. If you have some sort of platform that you're on, some sort of social media that you want people to check out, now is the time. I'm going to give you as much time as you want to plug yourselves. Go ahead.
Twitch.tv/dadulio. That's D-A-D-U-L-I-O.
And you can find me at twitch.tv/dadulio.
Yeah, we co-stream, by the way. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, guys. And could you guys sign us off, please?
Goodbye.
Remember, holes are holes.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you've enjoyed it, please consider subscribing or liking this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. And if you enjoy my content, you can check me out at youtube.com at Kevin Hobie, or just type in Studio Kevin. With that, I just want to remind you guys to brush your teeth and floss, and I will see you on the next episode. Good night.